Only water than the boo boo than the willy that lono. Water than the boo boo than the willy that lono. Water than the boo boo than the willy that lono. Water than the boo boo than the willy that lono. Only water than the boo boo than the willy that lono. Only water than the boo boo than the willy that lono. Only water up the door, up the little door. Only water than the boo boo than the willy that lono. Only water than the boo boo than the willy that lono. Only water than the boo boo than the willy that lono. Only water up the door, up the little door. Only water than the boo boo than the willy that lono. Only water than the boo boo than the willy that lono. Only water than the boo boo than the willy that lono. Only water up the door, up the little door. Up the little door, me. Up the little door, me. Only water than the boo boo than the willy that lono. Only water than the boo boo than the willy that lono. Only water than the boo boo than the willy that lono. Only water up the door, up the little door. Only water than the boo boo than the willy that lono. Only water than the boo boo than the willy that lono. Only water than the boo boo than the willy that lono. Only water up the door, up the little door. Only water up the door, up the little door.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM. ACRA, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported hands-on radio for Greene and Columbia counties. I'm Quinn, I'm from Haynes Falls, and I'm 11 years old.
I'm Antonia, I'm from Hudson, and I'm 12 years old.
I'm Maddie, I'm from Caro, and I'm also 11 years old.
I'm Emily, I'm from Hudson, and I'm an adult.
And I'm Jacinta. And I'm from Stone Ridge, and I'm still trying to figure out what I am.
Cool. Well, every Monday, not every day, Quinn, Antonia, Emily, and I are here from 3:30 to 4 p.m. We're talking about books. Books we love and books we're currently reading, but...
all that good stuff.
Yeah. Today we're not talking about books, so...
Only a little bit.
Yes, well, they're coloring books. Coloring books. They're special, very special.
Today, in addition to interviewing a very special guest, we're also going to talk about what makes WGXC so special and hopefully get some of you out there listening to our show to call in and support WGXC with a pledge of any amount.
Oh, yeah. Please consider making a pledge today to help WGXC stay on air. All the funds raised during the pledge drive will go towards the necessary operating costs that keep us on air.
Every pledge matters, and there are three main ways to pledge. You can pledge by phone, 518-828-0290. 518-697-7400. Pledge online at WGXC.org, or contribute in person. Stop by our studio to make your pledge and have a look around while you're here.
And speaking of visiting the studio, we have a very special guest with us today. We have Jacinta Bunnell in the studio with us. Jacinta is an artist, an educator, a friend. She runs a, I forget, that's not your title, as Magenta Delecta. She also goes by Magenta Delecta from time to time and dons a pink wig and shows off women arm wrestlers around the land, raising funds for nonprofits.
Yay!
Yay! And she's a collaborator with many people and a Hudson Valley resident. So welcome, Jacinta, to the studio.
Thank you. I love being in this studio. I wish all of you out there could see how glamorous this studio is. We all did each other's hair before we went on air, and if only you could see us.
We do look pretty good.
Yeah.
I think especially Quinn.
Yeah, definitely.
But unfortunately, this is radio, so you can't see us. But we are going to have a conversation with Jacinta today about all the good stuff, whatever we want to talk about. But we also want to talk a little bit about some of the books that Jacinta has worked on that we have in the studio here today. Jacinta has collaborated with various artists on three different coloring books. Girls Will Be Boys, Will Be Girls, Will Be. Girls Are Not Chicks. And Sometimes the Spoon Runs Away with Another Spoon.
I love that title. That's my favorite.
Thank you. What do you like about it?
I'm not sure, just the way that you take like a fairy tale, or not a fairy tale, but it's like a fairy tale. Mm-hmm. It is a fairy tale. And then you turn it into a different way and make it a title. I just think that's so cool. And it still has rhythm to it.
Well, thank you. These ladies know rhythm when they see it.
I like the title, Girls Are Not Chicks.
And what do you like about that?
Well, everyone's like, oh, she's a chick, whatever. But she's not a chicken!
Right.
Seriously.
One time I got a fan mail from a mother who said that her daughter was reading Girls Are Not Chicks, and she started working on her own coloring book, and she called it Girls Are Not Roosters.
That's funny.
Right?
It works.
And so quickly, before we move on to other important topics, what inspired you to make coloring books in the first place?
Well, I have always loved coloring ever since I was, you know, could hold a crayon. And even as an adult, I actually still colored and knew a lot of adults that still colored. But I didn't want to just do a regular coloring book. I wanted my coloring books to address gender in mainstream media. So I set about with a few different friends and made three different coloring books that addressed sort of the stereotypes of girls and boys and everybody in between in movies and TV shows.
That sounds cool. That is cool.
Thanks.
They also have super funny things below the pictures, like that they say, because, you know, in normal coloring books, it's like a flower smiling, and it's like, the flower is happy. Yay. Flowers don't smile?
Exactly.
Serious?
I think you should write a coloring book. You're funny.
Yeah.
You should just call it The Color Flowers Don't Smile.
Yeah.
And you should do a lot of pretty flowers. Or you could do a different version of a flower.
That's smiling.
Yeah. Or it's frowning. Yeah. They don't smile, but maybe they frowned.
Yes.
My two favorite ones, pages in your book, I like the one that says it's a picture of princesses. One is on a zip line, and then the other one is a police officer with a wrench. And then the other one is turning punk. And it's really cool. Oh, and the other one is designing a rocket ship. And it says, at the last rescued princess convention, the princesses began strategizing their new image for the upcoming year. I love that. And I also like the one that says, it's this princess, and she's kissing a frog. And she says, I hope it's another princess. Those are my two favorites. Those are just awesome.
Thank you. Do any of you three work on your own books or make movies or videos, or are any of you in a band, anything like that?
Actually, it's kind of weird because I actually want to be a movie producer when I grow up. And actually, for a while, I was writing my own book.
Great. And what was it about?
It was a fantasy novel. And I was working on it with one of my friends, another way that I could connect with her, because she lives a really long way away.
That it's interesting that you say that, because that's actually how my first book got written, was I wanted a different way to connect with my friend Irit. And it was, we actually, the way we started was we made a list of 30 things that we could do together that were free, because we were poor artists. We didn't have any money. And on that list were things like learn how to fix cars, go to the Special Olympics, call the radio station and request more songs by female bands. And one of them was make a coloring book about gender issues. And it took us the next year to do it, but we had so much fun, and we deepened our friendship.
That's cool. Well, it's funny you mention if any of us are working on books, because recently I got a typewriter.
And great.
My ink came in yesterday.
Yay!
And I had been writing by hand books that I wanted to write or that I liked. And so I never really finished them. But right before I came here, I was just typing up one of my stories that I wrote on my typewriter. And then my mom was like, oh my gosh, you have to go to the radio show.
You'll miss the radio station. Your chance. All your fans will be calling in saying, where are they? Where are they? I actually was wondering if any of you get recognized on the street for your famous radio work here.
No, not really, but it's still fun.
Seems like it would be hard to be recognized because people just hear our voices. They don't see what we look like. It's a mystery.
Yeah.
Maybe if you were like walking down to the street talking to your friend, they'd be like, hey, I recognize that voice, but probably not.
I did one time have somebody come into the library where I work and say that they had heard the show, and then they said, you sure laugh a lot. And that was their comment on the show. I was like, you guys giggle a lot. You have a lot of fun. I said, it's true.
We have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, I have relatives that I don't see very often saying that they listen to the show. It gets me totally amazed. Or friends of my parents just all of a sudden realizing that, whoa, they listen to a show. Or once my dad... he's an actor on the stage, and once another one of his colleagues, he listened to the show once, and the same day he went online and bought a t-shirt. You know, just like sudden Fran.
I hope all of those friends and family members are listening now and are pledging, because this is a fabulous radio station, and I love community radio. It's pretty amazing to be here. It's very inspiring.
Yeah, it's amazing, like, the different things that people do. Like, there's a random show about, I don't know, books, and then one about tiki music or whatever. And then it's, like, how they can just follow, and it's so interesting how people's interests differ.
And there's the DJ with the cool voice in the morning.
We could all develop our cool radio DJ voice.
Yeah.
On air live, WGXC.
Exactly.
Well, speaking of calling in and pledging, we'll give you those numbers again, but we also have an incentive to announce. There's lots of great incentives to make pledge, but we have a special one for this show, and that is we have a copy of each of Jacinta's coloring books signed by Miss Jacinta Bunnell. And
yay!
You can have these for a pledge of $50.
Ooh.
So dig deep, people. Dig deep. Phones are ringing.
Again, so the number is 518-828-0290 or 518-697-7400. You can also donate online if that's more your style, going to wgxc.org. I'm not sure if you can get an incentive that way.
You'll have to
call in.
So call us.
Call us.
Or you can contribute in person.
Yeah, run over before it gets snagged away.
Yeah.
When I got here, I got my hair done, so you never know what could happen when you show up. I have a half a lemon bar in my bag, too. I would share it with you if you come over and donate $1,000. I'll donate my half-eaten lemon bar. So I'm all hopped up on sugar now, so watch out.
I have a question for Jacinta. In relation to your books, if you could be any character in one of your coloring books, who would you want to be and why?
That's easy. When you open up, sometimes the spoon runs away with another spoon, which I wrote, but I did not illustrate. This book is illustrated by one of the most fabulous artists on the planet, I'm convinced, Nathaniel Kucinich. And the first page says, "Some beasts like pretty things." I actually would really like to be this beast. There, I admitted it on radio. This beast is so awesome. It's like furry and hairy all over the place, but yet with sparkles and diamonds in their hair, and a little tiny dog with some really big bling. And then the beast is holding like this little tiny hanger with a little leotard that has a rainbow on it. So that would be my choice of who I would be if I could be a character in one of my books. But you'll have to buy the book or call in to pledge and win it to find out what the beast looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Did you say you would like to be the dog?
Yeah. He's cute.
And he's got a really big diamond.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, maybe it's cubic zirconia, actually. Because if I were a beast, I probably wouldn't buy diamonds.
Yeah.
I think I would also want to be the beast, but since it's already taken, I think I would like to be the girl from Dinosaurs or A Girl's Best Friend. There's a girl that looks like a bit of a cowgirl, riding on a dinosaur. That sounds fun.
It does sound fun.
I like dinosaurs, so.
I'd also be the girl riding the zip line.
Mm.
For their little fun little dress.
Yeah, she looks like she's having a good time.
Yeah.
How about the other two? My other two disc jockeys here.
I like there's a clown on the second page of Girls Are Not Chicks, and underneath it says, "Not all girls who like makeup grow up to be dainty young ladies." And it's a clown and he's wearing like a lot of makeup. And he looks funny.
Clown makeup.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's got two big buttons.
In this one, it shows a picture of a guy in his bedroom next to his wardrobe. And he has a dog. And it says...
Kitty cat.
And a kitty cat. But he's talking to the dog.
Yeah.
"Okay, Daisy, you try the pants and I'll try the dress."
That's really cute. I'd be the cat because he's sleeping.
Do you like to sleep?
Yes, these days I don't get enough of it.
It's just
the crazy hours at this radio station. The children working at this radio station. People, please call in and pledge so that the children don't have to work here around the clock.
Yes.
All the way from 3:30 to 4.
Yeah. I mean, totally.
It's like a child sweatshop in here. Yeah.
It is.
People, call. The phones aren't ringing.
Okay.
Thank you.
I have a question for the person whose name I forgot.
Jacinta.
Jacinta.
That's okay, Raymond. I forgot your name too.
It's Antonia. When you are drawing your coloring books, do you imagine what colors you want things to be, or do you just draw them, like the outline?
That is a very interesting question, and I've actually never been asked that question before. Yay! But actually, no, I don't. I really assume that it's going to one particular drawing could end up looking 5,000 different ways. And that's what's really exciting to me about a coloring book, is that whoever's hands it ends up in could add on and change and transform it into something that's totally their own.
I like this picture. It shows a picture of like a fairy princess person, and it's like a color by number. It has numbers on it. Except for in the key, it says 1 is creativity, 2 is assertiveness, 3 is self-love, and 4 is unlimited potential.
It's a little take on color by numbers, yeah. Which I was obsessed with when I was young.
Yeah, so like if you colored in, obviously there's no creativity isn't a color, but I guess you could
turn it into a color
of creativity and then think of what color you like. It's kind of
right.
Funny.
Yeah, thinking of words as colors and shapes.
Right.
And then there'll just be a bunch of random numbers on her clothes.
Right, right.
That's really cool. Thank it's interesting you. About color by numbers, how there's always numbers.
Right, why not letters?
Yeah.
Right?
Or you could say like do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si, do or something.
Right. See, the ideas that are born in this studio are amazing to me. The fact that we can have a community radio station where three young people can get to hear their voices on air is, to me, the pinnacle of humanity. This is where humans have gone right. Yay. So I want to know a little bit about your radio station or your radio show that you do every week from 3:30 to 4. What have been some highlights for you girls where this show, to remind you, is called Bound by Books, where they come together. And what do you do every Monday from 3:30 to 4?
Talk about books.
Wow.
Which we love. Books are currently reading.
Yeah.
Or we can talk about other things. I think we've
talked about bookmarks before.
Yeah, we've talked about bookmarks. We've talked about postcards in one show. We've talked about India.
Mm.
And
we did a poetry show.
Yeah, we've done several poetry shows.
Oh, yeah. Every month or once a month. Sometimes we have like a themed show where we all read either the same book or the same kind of book. And they like it when we do that. I think it's fun, but it's also kind of stressful because I have, like, a lot of stuff I have to do and I have to read this whole end. Because once I was waking up in the morning and I just finished the book in the morning when I woke up before the radio show. Because it was so much, but it was a good book, so it was worth it.
I like doing the themes because, like, sometimes if you don't have a book to read and Emily usually sends us a list of like new books that are out, or sometimes even old books actually, that have to do with that. If you don't have any other ideas, and they're really cool because I've gotten to know some new authors by that. Like once when we did the same book, we did Zara the Windseeker. I really got into Nnedi Okorafor, and she's really cool. So how it doing the themes and stuff gives you more books to read. I just think that's really cool.
Another thing about this show that I really love is how these people, like Maddie and Antonio and Emily, I didn't know so well until we suddenly decided that we wanted a radio show.
Aww.
And when they bring books in, it gives me something to read. And when I bring something in, then it's a chance for other people to read things. Mm-hmm. And
I think it really gives you a sense of all these people's personalities by you can see what different types
what
of book they read. Like, I like dystopian fiction. I think Maddie likes some kind of fantasy.
I like fantasy. I like dystopian fiction too, but fiction. I can usually never get into nonfiction, but fantasy is my favorite. Yeah.
This radio station is utopian nonfiction.
Yeah.
Amazing things are happening here. I wish this could be a nationally syndicated show. I'm so proud of all of you.
It's so cool. I love doing it.
Yeah. I like also in the summer when we do the Battle of the Books and some of the books that you read for that.
Oh, yeah.
One of the books we read, I don't remember what book it was called, but it was by Jacqueline Woodson. After Tupac and DeFoster. Yeah, that's what I thought. But April, by the way, is Poetry Month, National Poetry Month. And so in school today, we had a lot of books of poems on the desks, and I saw one of the books of poems, and it was by Jacqueline Woodson. I thought, hey, I know that author. Hmm. But it was interesting because it was like a poem book. Mm-hmm. But after Tupac and DeFoster wasn't a poem book.
So it was like, so is there still time for callers to, if they pledge $50, they could receive one of these books that I signed in colored pencil?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not just standard ink. There's colored pencil signatures.
Mm-hmm. That's much more fun.
And you can actually read her name. You know how sometimes you can't tell what someone's name is by the signature?
And then you're like, hey, look.
This one's legit. You can tell.
And then you go to your friend and you're like, hey, look, this person signed my book. And they're like, you could have just scribbled that.
I think somebody's calling in to win. It's a good thing I practiced my signature. Mm-hmm. It's very important for me to be legible.
Yeah, I've I've met some authors who have practiced their signatures multiple times on pieces of paper to make sure that they have it just right.
I would recommend that you three do that.
Yes. I do that sometimes. I did it a lot when I was 8. I was obsessed with my signature, and I did it all the time. And yeah. My signature still looks like when I was 8.
I do that a lot, yeah. I have a whole piece of paper full of my signature.
Quinn has me hooked on the Sisters Grimm. I'm so happy. That was random, I'm sorry.
We got to talk about books at some point, so.
Yeah.
But we're actually almost out of time.
Coloring books are books, too.
They are books. It's true. And I have to say, as an adult who hadn't colored in a coloring book since I was a little tiny, tiny tot, I've had so much fun with these coloring books. One time, I didn't have quite the right colors to finish one of the drawings. I was doing the princess drawing that Maddie was talking about earlier. And I was like, I just don't have the right pencil color. So I went out to the store and bought new colored pencils just for these books.
And that shows that coloring books are good for the economy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it's true. Well, we want to thank Jacinta so much for coming. And thank you to
Half hour goes by so fast.
Anyone who's called in during the show.
It passed so quickly.
The coloring books are gone. Oh, the coloring books have been snagged. I would actually, if there is anyone else out there that wants a set of these coloring books, I will donate another set. So if you make a $50 donation, there's one other set available.
Can I just read two more pages from Jacinta's
Yes,
book?
Please do.
Okay. Well, my other two favorite pages are Shirley took her Barbie down to the toy swap and traded it for something a bit less destructive. And it shows a picture of a girl. She's in a wheelchair and she has a hammer. I just think that's so cute.
Funny.
And then this also one, there's this lady, she's wearing glasses and she's got a baseball. And she looks really surprised, not surprised, but she looks sneaky, like she's about to do something.
She is sneaky.
And she's wearing this little dress and her high heels. And it says, from the sneaky look in her eye, we just knew Alex wasn't going to show for the quilting bee today.
That's
and
funny.
Shows the baseball, so imagine where she's going. I wonder.
Maybe you can draw in some added details to add to the mystery, too.
Yeah.
That's always fun to do.
I always love doing that. I used to color in coloring books all the time. I don't anymore, but I sometimes do. I always would add backgrounds because it always seemed better when things had a background. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the things about coloring books, how there's a mystery, you can invent that. I love inventing things. Mm-hmm. But it gives you a starting, structure about what you can do.
So if you want to color in your own mystery, feel free to give a call at 518-828-0290 or 518-697-7400 with a pledge of $50 or more. You can have a set of these lovely coloring books from our friend Jacinta Bunnell.
Yeah.
But now it's time to hand it off to the afternoon show.
You have to make stripes if you color. Stripes are best.
Definitely.
They're awesome.
And polka dots.
Mm-hmm. The afternoon show.
Zigzag.
Everything is great here. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
And
it was really fun.
Next week again for more youth radio on WGX. Thanks
Bye.
For listening.
Boom, boom, boom. Oh, my baby, lollipop. possible.